to say. If you're afraid, then you come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knock, knock, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea with you here today. And it appears as though the Browns offensive coordinator search is over. Numerous reports are saying that the Browns have hired John DeFilippo, the former Oakland Raiders quarterback coach from 2012 to 2014. He is the one that the Browns, all reports are saying the Browns will hire. It looks that way. Obviously, it won't be official until the pen hits the paper, but do expect an announcement that John DeFilippo will be named the head coach of the Cleveland, or the offensive coordinator, I'm sorry, of the Cleveland Browns this as soon as possible. So that's the decision there. What do you think of that? That's obviously our hot Ohio business machine hot topic number one. What do you think of this hire of John DeFilippo? Has not been an offensive coordinator before. He's been the quarterback coach, worked with Derek Carr on a successful rookie season in Oakland, obviously had good success with Carson Palmer there as well. And what do you think about the Browns going with somebody with less sizzle and some, but who is not a retread? So I think that's good. It's a new innovative mind, somebody making their first crack at it. What do you think about that? That's obviously going to be one of our hot topics, and we'll talk with Vic Tafur, the Raiders beat writer from the San Francisco Chronicle, to talk DeFilippo at 1:45. We're going to try again with Gerard Cherry at 2:30. Also talk Deflategate. Is it a big deal? What do you guys think about that? Let us know, 216-578-0850. We'll start with the rumored offensive coordinator, and that being, of course, John DeFilippo. What do you think about that, Matt?
I dig it, and I think it's I love the youth that they're injecting into this staff. I think it's a very relatable hire for the young players, or the young players that will be the quarterbacks of this football team, Johnny being one. I don't see them going out and getting an extremely, I don't want to say elderly, and you know, an older veteran. I still see a young veteran with playing experience if they add, and potentially another rookie. And that is who I think the relationship has to be growing with very, very soon. So overall, you have to love what he's done in his time, most recently with Derek Carr, another young player who he's gone from different schemes, and he's built those schemes around that quarterback. I know when he coached Terrell Pryor in Oakland, he had that custom, that pistol-heavy offense. He's gone, you know, to more of a pocket-type passer with Matt McGloin in his time as quarterback, and then a pocket-slash, you know, bootleg-type style with Derek Carr playing to his strengths. And so I love the fact that they've made this hire, that no more time has gone by. There's no more rumors because I think even as Mike Martz was interviewed or rumored to be interviewed by the Cleveland Browns, you saw some negativity or speculation coming that the Browns don't know what they're doing, that they're desperate. Well, they've defined their role. And as I've said, in wanting to have a guy like Mark Trestman, who could potentially project himself into a head coaching role, I think John DeFilippo could be like the next Josh McDaniels, you know, a guy who's here, a guy you build with, you grow with, that I think Mike Pettine and his staff have to be concrete that it's going to take 2 or 3 years minimum for him to grow his role here with the offense to potentially want to take a better, if there is a better coaching job, if it becomes available, you know, maybe more of a prime time, a bigger team or bigger organization that could maybe pay him more money or potentially have his name be linked to some head coaching job. So because he is so young, because this is his first opportunity, I think we have him probably the next 3 or 4 years, but he's got to do the job. But I think we don't have to lose him for the next 3 or 4 years to go for a better opportunity.
No, I think that's right. And I think that he's a guy, and reports coming from Alex Marvez, the first one to say it from Fox Sports. This is, listen, from Youngstown, Ohio, 36 years old. He's got the Rust Belt roots that, you know, Browns fans certainly will like. So that's good there. I thought he's had stints with the Jets where he worked with Mike Pettine when he was with the Jets. He was the assistant quarterback coach alongside Matt Kavanaugh there. He's been with the Giants and then with the Raiders, where he presided over the season where Carson Palmer threw for a franchise record 4,018 yards in 2012. He helped guide Carr to 21 touchdown passes, just 12 interceptions as a rookie last year, while throwing for nearly 3,300 yards. Derek Carr is a big fan of him, liked working with him, said that DeFilippo, quote, threw everything at him, and the Raiders gradually gave him more freedom at the line of scrimmage to audible. What DeFilippo likes in a quarterback, smarts and character, which is interesting given who he will come here to work with. Certainly
Absolutely.
Has the smarts. They got to coach up the character there. But last year, he was a guy who interviewed for the offensive coordinator position. Folks, he goes by the nickname of Flip. And these are all facts courtesy of Kevin Jones. And this article, 12 Things You Should Know or Might Not Know About John DeFilippo, will be up on ClevelandBrowns.com if, in fact, it becomes official. All signs are that it will be. So once that happens, you can look for that as well. But he's been a coach all his life, played quarterback himself at James Madison University to win a conference title back in 99. 36 years old, as I said, native of Youngstown, Ohio. And he is going to be the guy. They liked what he was able to do when he got kind of the best out of Derek Carr. He got some of the best play out of Terrell Pryor. He made Matt McGloin look like a legitimate NFL quarterback at times the last couple of seasons. So when you look at the stats, and yes, the Raiders, they were 26th in the NFL in passing. That wasn't, you know, that's not the greatest. But I think that he's going to come in here fresh mind. And I like that at least they're not going with somebody who's been a has-been and been a failure already. They're going to bring in somebody new and give them an opportunity to make their own way.
Me too. I love the fact that we don't necessarily know off the top of our head what he's going to do here in Cleveland. So that creative genius that he's had everywhere he's been and that question mark surrounding the offense on what it's going to look like is enticing to me. It's going to take rookie mini camps and OTAs for us to get a look at what he's going to do, or when he in fact gets named the offensive coordinator. I'm sure those questions will be asked, and he will have to answer what type of style he likes to do.
Yep.
And then also too is, but he's also has to adapt that style to what Cleveland has right now. And I think a lot of that is centered around the quarterback position.
No question. And this is a guy who has his own Twitter, so that is good. We'll see how long that lasts. I would imagine probably not long here with the Cleveland Browns for a coach. But one of our listeners at Cleve TA points out on January 12th, DeFilippo retweeted a Mariota tweet, "Let the trade up speculation begin," for Marcus Mariota. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I do think that it's an interesting hire. This is a guy that, you know, they have been looking at for 2 years now. So that's good. They settled on this young up-and-comer from the area, and it comes after an exhaustive search. They interviewed Mark Trestman, Chan Gailey, their own tight ends coach Brian D'Andelico, Bills assistant Jim Hostler, Jets assistant head coach Anthony Lynn. We know about Mike Martz as well. So they interviewed a lot of people, and the Raiders also had an interest this year in keeping him. I know that Derek Carr liked him a lot. His only experience as an offensive coordinator, by the way, prior to this came in 2011 at San Jose State. So that is interesting there. Hasn't done it at the pro level, but I think he's got an opportunity to come out and see what he can do here. So we'll see what happens. And many people like him, and don't let his age fool you, said his former Broncos quarterback coach Greg Knapp. He's a lot like Adam Gase, got great knowledge and a great future ahead of him. So he could be one of those young rising stars here, and that's certainly what people hope. Knapp went on to say, "When I was coordinator in Oakland, I said to him, 'You're the quarterback coach, and it's your job to get me to coach me out of the room.' He did that in half a year's time, and that was 7 years ago when he was really young." So they do like him quite a bit out there in Oakland, and I think this is a guy who has an opportunity to come in here and make his name as the offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns.
I agree, and I think it's awesome to hear other people that have nothing to gain, you know, from talking about him in a positive way, saying such positive things, nationally about this guy. So it bodes well, and I love the fact that the Browns, as we said they would when Kyle Shanahan and the Cleveland Browns parted ways, that they would be thorough, and we thought they would have to be swift. They were thorough. They weren't maybe as swift as some people would have liked as names started dropping off the list that we had interviewed or could potentially interview. But I think they decisively, right when Kyle Shanahan, you know, parted ways, his name was in that mix because of his link to Coach Mike Pettine.
And they interviewed him last year for the offensive coordinator job, and I know that he did a good job as well. So we will see what happens there. But all reports are Alex Marvez of Fox, the first to break it. John DeFilippo will be the offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns. And again, this is not somebody you're worried about, as you pointed out, leaving to be a head coach anytime soon. It's a guy who's going to come in and really try to get it done. He was thought very highly of in Oakland and obviously has made his way now to this opportunity to be a first-time offensive coordinator and has the respect of many of the people that he worked with there back in Oakland. So again, 36-year-old, First-time offensive coordinator John DeFilippo expected to be named the Browns' offensive coordinator very, very soon. We can talk about that. What do you guys think about this hire? Honestly, I would have liked Martz because I feel like he would have gotten into Johnny Manziel. But at the same time, this is a guy who tried, and outside of, as you look at his numbers, outside of those seasons in St. Louis, he's a guy that has never had a top 20 offense in the NFL. So not surprised that, you know, they ended up passing there for DeFilippo.
Absolutely. Everything about this hire to me continues to build the culture here. You know, young, fun, relatable. You got to love the character comment that has been associated with him. And also, too, you have to be smart. And that is something that we thought and have known about Johnny Manziel and his evaluation, that he's very smart. He's a quick learner. But I think the character aspect comes into play both on and off the field. You know, how dedicated is he? And you can only rely on your smarts so long in this league before you have to put in the time to be great.
That's exactly right. You certainly have to do that. What's up, Gibbs?
Yeah, I totally disagree with you. Nathan, I don't understand. Why Mike Martz? Offense that Mike Pettine has said, we want to run the football. Mike Martz is anything but running the football. I mean, it's all about five wide and running downfield and throwing passes. Not saying he didn't have some great running backs, but I didn't get the Mike Martz, even interviewing Mike Martz.
I think the reason they interviewed Mike Martz is because he's, you know, basically the godfather of the modern NFL offense, I would think is part of it. I think that also he knows how to get the most out of quarterbacks. That's something John Kitna had his best season with him. Kurt Warner, he took off from the grocery stores and was able to, you know, turn him into, you know, the household name and Hall of Famer that he is. Also did a very good job with Mark Bulger there. So I think it was more about his quarterbacking, what he could do. Could he be somebody that could come in and help a guy like Johnny Manziel? I will tell you this just because, you know, that's one of the things that a lot of people say about it, about Mike Martz, is that he doesn't run the football. He does believe in running the football. And if you go back and you look, in his last year at Chicago, they were the ninth rushing offense in the NFL, ninth in attempts, ninth in yards. When he was in St. Louis, they were top five in rushing yards in two of those three magical seasons when he was there early on. And he's had very good running backs in Marshall Faulk, et cetera. But he always, in terms of rushing offense, you know, he's not typically a runner. There are plenty of years where he's in the bottom low 20s or 30s as a runner, but I think that when he's got talent, it's there. I know that, and that was one of the cultural reasons why I didn't think it ultimately would happen. But to me, as we talked about yesterday, what's the most important thing in the offseason? It's getting a quarterback. And if Mike Martz could have been the guy that came in and got the most out of that quarterback, I would say that's fine. I don't think it's a surprise they went with a quarterback's coach who I would imagine is going to have a proclivity to throwing the football as well. But he's somebody that can develop, hopefully, Johnny Manziel like he developed Derek Carr last year.
But now do you have to change the offense? That's the big question.
How much is this offense
going to change?
It's going to change, I think, significantly. But that I just don't think it's going to be. Maybe he does run the zone scheme. I don't know. I don't think that he does, but we'll have to find out. He's never had the opportunity to call plays or put his stamp on things. I don't mind changing the offense again. We changed from Norv to Kyle Shanahan. I think that, you know, you don't have to have the same zone scheme and all the bootlegs and all that action. There are plenty of offenses that can be effective in the NFL. You just need to come with one. I do think if you remember from when the Raiders were here, though, I think you're going to see more shotgun. You're going to see more spread it out, which is definitely what he did with Derek Carr.
And I have no problem with that. I like it. I wonder, you know, do you have the right personnel? Now do you got to go back? Do you have to start over with the personnel? I know you've got certain pieces and parts, but, you know, do you have all the right ones? Obviously not, but how many parts have to change?
I think what comes into play now is the one word that I'm sure a lot of Cleveland is tired of hearing, the process. That's going to be a process. Him evaluating the quarterback position, him evaluating this roster, and him, again, not being so rigid like Mike Martz may have been if he were potentially hired, not be so rigid to bring his system and have these players fit his system as opposed to breaking and giving and taking to create what's best for the offense and these players to play winning football. That's all that really matters. That's what everybody wants to see.
And I agree with that. It's about what works for this team. I don't think in the NFL, and I know people can, you know, say you're wrong, whatever, and you are certainly entitled to your opinion. I don't think you can win in the NFL consistently by just running the ball.
I
think you've got to throw the football to win in the National Football League.
And you got to throw the ball down the field.
You do. And that was something that in Kyle's offense only seemed to happen off of play action, whereas I think this will be slightly a more vertical type of a game, a vertical attack here. But again, we don't really know, and that's one of the interesting things about it. I think that obviously the people here who hired him, they got the pitch on what his offense is going to be. I certainly look forward to his press conference and find out exactly what he wants to do and exactly how he plans to utilize, you know, this offense, the personnel here. I definitely think that he's going to have, you know, he had to have some type of a plan for Johnny Manziel in the quarterback position that people were, you know, excited about. I don't think that's there's any question about that.
There's no doubt. And I think that also, too, is he may, again, bend, as I said, for this year with the immaturity and uncertainty at the quarterback position, but a strong offensive line and a strong run game, that a part of that process is, okay, so we'll be a little bit run heavy and fit what Mike Pettine wants. But I would think that if he can prove himself in year one, he'll get more flexibility and more leeway to throw the ball more frequently and down the field once that question mark at quarterback has been fixed and the trust from the coaches has come, just creates, you know, more, you can dig more into that playbook and you have Mike Pettine's, his approval in, you know, in certain situations to throw the ball when Mike Pettine would probably be more comfortable just running the football.
I think the other thing that's going to be interesting is that I think one of the things that our line, I thought our line played very well, but one of the techniques that in the Kyle Shanahan offense, there really isn't any cut blocking because they want the runs and the passes to look exactly the same. And I think if you have more of a traditional offense and you can do some cut blocking, I think it's going to help this team immensely running the football.
It slows a defender down. It slows down a defense. And like I said,
you don't like guys diving at your knees, right?
It extends careers. You know, Joe Thomas not to have to block the number one pass rusher of every football team we see for 40-plus downs. You know, to be able to go low on a guy, you know, on a quick slant like you see Aaron Rodgers throw multiple times in a football game, get the ball out of his hands, and let your playmakers make plays. That's easy blocking for an offensive line.
Now, but the offensive linemen last year seemed to like Kyle Shanahan's system.
They did. I think there were
times. Because they worked together as a unit, yep. There's not as much one-on-one pressure.
Right. I do think, though, at times cut blocking could have helped, and it makes it a little bit easier for guys to do their job.
Absolutely.
But we'll see. We'll see what that process is. We'll find out as soon as he's officially named the offensive coordinator, I'd imagine.
You're right. And one other last point about cut blocks. Cut blocks are a great way to open up passing lanes for a short quarterback.
They certainly are. Get a guy down, open up those
lanes. Get
their
hands down. That's protect right. their knees. They can't put their hands up.
Yes, they will. All right, when we come back, we'll continue to talk about, we'll hear from you, hopefully, on this offensive coordinator hire. The rumor, John DeFilippo, the quarterback coach of the Raiders, will be the Browns offensive coordinator, the 36-year-old native of Youngstown, Ohio, coming back home. Also, we'll talk Deflate Gate. What do you think about that? Matt and I will give our take on that. Talk some American Sniper. Matt just saw that, said it was one of the finer films he's ever seen. So we'll get into all of that when we return. 216-578-0850 on ESPN. WKNR.